Good morning. My name is Morgan Mastronardi, and I am a member here at the University United Methodist Church. And whatever brings you here, whether it be custom, crisis, or curiosity, know that you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. So for any newcomers, there is a brochure that is located in the back, and I hope that our welcome team has found you to give you one. There are also yellow slips that you can find in your bulletin. On one side, it's attendance to let us know that you are here. And on the second side is a prayer request that will be read during the service. Worship order can be abbreviated and found in your bulletin, or there is full text available with a QR code if you have a smartphone. Restrooms and childcare are through this door, and there is room for conversation through the same door after worship in the gathering room. We also have a safe sanctuary policy here, which means that all children should be accompanied by an adult at all times. And a few things that I want to mention for announcements is blessings in a backpack. An anonymous giver has allowed the blessings group to feed all the students at Delaware School. And this is an amazing and a real blessing. We can always use more volunteers to pack the bags on Tuesdays at 1:30 at Bellevue Heights UMC. And if you have any questions, please contact Sharon Smith. I have the email address up here as well, so you can see me after church. And thank you for all that you've done for your support with that. We also have a teach-in, which is on October 10th at 7 p.m., and then we also have the Holy Land trip, and an informational meeting will be held at 6:30 p.m. on October 15th at Bellevue Heights, and that's for the year 2020. So let us continue our worship.
Good morning, everyone. Hello. I am Pastor Alicia. I am honored to say that I am the pastor here at this church, this very active, vibrant church, and I'd like to share a warm welcome with each and every one of you here. On World Communion Sunday, which is today, Christians across the globe intentionally celebrate communion together. On this day, we are in solidarity with the faithful around the world. As we break bread together, we remember that we are still one body in God, even though we have different languages, cultures, traditions, different ways of worship, praying, and praising. In solidarity, we drink together the cup of hope, of new life, knowing that God's will is still for us to be one body. We are one body, but we are not the same. It is through the gift of diversity that we are able to be God's entire glorious body. We thank God and praise God for making us all who we are, individually and collectively. Whenever communion is being served around the world, it is on holy ground. Will you please, let me see here, how about we stand and sing our theme song today? We are standing on holy ground.
Holy ground, and being here together is a blessing for each of us. Please remain standing and join with me in the call to worship. Today we gather around God's table from near and far. Though we differ in language, custom, and tradition,
we are brothers and sisters in Christ.
For there is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. We are one, and together we remember our Lord Jesus. He gave himself up for us so that we could be reconciled to God. Please join with me in hymn number 630, Become to Us the Living Bread. John Wesley reminded us that God created us to be relational beings. Take a moment and greet those around you with peace of Christ, offering a handshake, a high five, or a fist bump. When the music starts, it's time for the children to come down in front with Pastor Alicia and for us to return to our seats.
Will the children come forward as they're comfortable? Hello, everybody. So we're going to walk up together, and I want you to look at what's on the table, but I don't want you to touch it. So I thought we'd wait and go up together, all right? So go on up, and we're going to look and see what's on the table. And then once we look, we can sit down around the table. So let's go see what we find. You can go to the other side of the table, too. And let's see what's up there. Hi. So what did we find? What's up here? What's up here? Bread? What else?
Wine
/ grape juice. And, well, does anyone else see anything? Joel sees a lot of stuff. What else do we see? What do you see? A globe, yes. What do you see? A cup, yes, a cup. All right, so I forgot to get my microphone. Oops, everybody okay? Thanks. I'm so short, I was filling in a tip. Thank you. So I wanted to bring this right over, and then we're going to put it back. A globe. So I'm going to put it right in the middle, and everyone can turn around to look at it, okay? So what is on the globe? Different countries. And this is kind of a neat globe because it's risen where the mountains are. See how some of it's risen? And some of it is, look, well, what else besides countries? I think that we have, what do you see?
Continents.
Continents. What else? What do you see?
Small islands.
Small islands? What else?
Wait.
What else do you see? What's on the blue? What's the blue stuff?
Water.
Water, yes. There's a lot of water, oceans and seas and rivers and waterfalls and all that good stuff. So today is World Communion Sunday, which means all over the world, Christians will be partaking and receiving Holy Communion. And so we're going to do that here too. Does everyone know what, I'm asking, who knows what Holy Communion is? What do we do for Holy Communion? What's the act that we do?
You break bread and you pour wine.
You break bread and you pour wine. Yes, so we're going to drink grape juice and we're going to drink or eat bread. So that's all over the world, the globe. We folks, Christians, will be doing that. And there's many different things that they'll be eating. Instead of bread, it might be other things. I'm wondering, has anyone ever had Holy Communion in another country besides the U.S.? Yeah? What did you eat there? Where was it and what did you have?
Chips and wine.
Chips and wine?
Juice.
And juice. Chips and juice. Okay. Anyone else? Did anyone else have... You had Holy Communion somewhere? You had it here, didn't you, Jalen? Yeah. Natasha, what I'm interested as to what you're going to say, but also nervous.
Africa.
In Africa? Did you have Holy Communion in Africa? Okay, so today is World Communion Sunday, and we're going to participate in that. I'm really excited because I love that idea of the unity of all these people, all these Christians doing this one act in one 24 hours. So will you pray with me?
Yes.
Thank you. Loving God, we are so grateful for this opportunity to participate in the unity with all Christians. Please be with each Christian near and far that they might have safety and that they may be sharing your love wherever they are. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So you all, thank you for coming up, and you can go back to whoever brought you. You can go sit with them, and we are going to have a baptism, and Jaylin is going to stay here with me. And come on this way, honey. Jaylin is going to stay with me, and Jaylin is going to sit over here near this pitcher, and I'll help you do that. And the family can come forward for the baptism. How exciting. We have two sacraments in one day. Very exciting. Uh-oh. Wow, look at this. How exciting. Jaylin here is so excited about being baptized, aren't you? Yes, that's all she's been talking about for weeks, right, at home? And we practiced on Thursday to see what it was going to be like. And she learned that she was not going to be dunked, as in her family have told her, right? And that this is how we do this in the Methodist tradition. We just put our finger in the water, right, Jaylin? All right. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift, offered to us without price. On behalf of the whole church, I'm going to ask you all, adults up here, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin?
Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves?
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races?
Will you nurture Jaylin in Christ's holy church that by your teaching and example, She may be guided to accept God's grace for herself, to profess her faith openly, and to lead a Christian life. According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world?
Okay, so all of you out there, this is where you come in, because you're important in this. Do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ?
We do.
Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these people now before you into your care?
With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround that she may grow in her trust of God and be found faithful in her service to others. We will pray for her that they may be true disciples who walk in the way of the life.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray.
Eternal God, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised.
Sing to the Lord.
In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection, and to make disciples of all nations.
Declare his works.
Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water, and she who receives it to wash away her sin and clothe her in righteousness throughout her life, that dying and being raised with Christ, she may share in Christ's final victory.
Through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen. Okay, you ready for this, Jalen? This is it. Jalen Daniela Doughton, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, let's come together and lay hands on Jalen. Is it okay if we touch your arm or your head or something? Come on over, godparents. Because we're going to lay on... Oh, sorry, you guys can't see this, but we're going to lay hands on her. The Holy Spirit worked within you, that having been born through the water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Now it is our joy to welcome our newly baptized. And we're going to open this up so everybody can see Jalen and say, through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit
into God's new creation and made to share in Christ's
royal priesthood. We are all one in Christ Jesus. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as members of our family of Christ. Let us welcome the newest member of our family. We will walk Jalen around the sanctuary so you can welcome her too. Welcome, Jalen. Yay! So...
If someone or something is on your heart today and you would like your prayer read as a part of worship, please pass your prayer slip to the ushers as they walk down the aisle. We enter our prayer time today singing Water, River, Spirit, Grace. Period of silent prayer, I will share a spoken prayer, and then we will speak the Lord's Prayer together. Please speak the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. As we begin a time of silent prayer, get comfortable in your seat, breathe in, and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart to God. And the table will be wide, and the welcome will be wide. And the arms will open wide to gather us in, and our hearts will open wide to receive. And we will come as children who trust there is enough, and we will come unhindered and free, and our aching will be met with bread, and our sorrow will be met with wine. And we will open our hands to feast without shame, and we will turn toward each other without fear. And we will give up our appetite for despair, and we will taste and know of delight. And we will become bread for a hungering world, and we will become drink for those who thirst. And the blessed will become the blessing, and everywhere will be the feast. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Our next hymn is Wonder of Wonders, and this is a new tune for us, so I will sing the first verse for you so that you can hear that, and then if the choir and the congregation would join me, please, for verses 2 through 4, that would be wonderful.
Today's scripture recalls the First Communion, the model and inspiration for our sharing together with each other and with Christians around the world. Listen for messages of promise, sharing, and remembering. I am reading from the 22nd chapter of Luke, verses 14 through 20. Hear these words. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink it again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took the bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them saying, This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant of my blood, which is poured out for you. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Good morning again. So I forgot to say this before, so I'll say it now. Dale Fryer was with me for the baptism because he is a beloved friend of the family, Jalen's family. So they invited and I invited him to participate in the baptism, and it was really a pleasure to do this with the family and also with Dale. So thank you. And of course, Barb Nunn was there because she's our fearless lay leader. So she was there, and she's always there to help out. So thank you for that. Okay. So I'm wondering, have any of you ever been sidetracked by Facebook? No, none of you. None of you have been. Okay. Well, have you ever lost maybe an hour or more of your life on Facebook? Well, this happened to me last week. And as I reflected, I realized we can do everything from our computers now through the internet. We can shop, we can order takeout, and it will be delivered right to us through Grubhub. We can read the news, we can read a book, we can talk at people or talk with people. We can be connected yet all alone in our silos of belief. And I got wondering, what did we do before Facebook and the internet? Well, this is what I came up with, but you might have other ideas. Before the internet and Facebook, we had to interact with one another. We had to interact with one another in stores, in retail, in grocery stores, in restaurants, in bookstores, in libraries, and even at the newsstand. We don't have to do that anymore. All this can be ordered online and delivered right directly to our door. If we stay in our silos, how do we create compassion, unity? And how do we value and respect diversity? Well, I'm thinking this. What if you have a story to share and I have a story to share? And what if our stories are different? And we listened to one another. I mean, truly listened to one another. And what if we had compassion for each other's stories? Gandhi challenged us this way. Our ability to reach unity in diversity will be the beauty and the test of civilization. One of our prayers today spoke to this. We've had a tough week or two. Well, today is World Communion Sunday. I've mentioned it a few times. This means Christians around the world will receive Holy Communion today. Imagine the light of the sun comes around the globe, the earth, horizon after horizon. And Christians wake up and they go to worship and they receive Holy Communion. This could happen possibly every hour or every half hour as the sun wakes up communities around the globe. How wonderful! How special! Unity, right? Well, here's the irony. As Christians, we don't even call it the same thing. Some call it Holy Communion. Some call it the Eucharist. Some call it the Lord's Supper. As Christians, we have different doctrinal beliefs about communion. And we don't even use the same elements. Some use wine. Some use grape juice. Some use black currant squash. Some use bread. Some use unleavened bread. Some use wafers, naan, tortillas, rice cakes, and the most controversial of all, gluten-free bread. So how did this happen? How did we start to celebrate World Communion Sunday? Today it seems so sweet and wonderful, and we're all together in this. But in 1936, this was crazy talk because Christians around the world could not agree on any of those things I just named, the elements, the belief around it, and what it's called. So, from 1936, when this began in the Presbyterian Church, it started to envelop more and more churches and denominations. Can you imagine what was happening in the 1940s? What was happening in the 1940s? World War II. And how could we come together in unity as countries? Again, crazy talk. But Christians around the world challenged one another, talked, had hard conversations, and agreed to disagree on certain things so that in unity we could partake in the Lord's Supper one time a year. Wow. So even though today I'm excited, I'm sure that back in the day, in the 1940s and 50s and 60s, this was a really, really exciting, exciting day. It's a time of remembering around the globe in different languages, in different traditions, customs, and in various forms of liturgy, the Lord's Supper is celebrated throughout Christendom. It is both a joyous and meaningful partaking in Jesus' sacred meal with friends. Our scripture in remembering is remembering the night Jesus shared with us the Lord's Supper, his holy meal. Jesus says, "Do this in remembrance of me." Remember me, Jesus says. Remember Jesus' message of love. Remember Jesus' call for the justice of the poor, the sick, and the other. Remember Jesus who died for us. Today, as we receive Holy Communion on World Communion Sunday, let's remember how Christ longed for us to be diverse and united. I have a video to remind us of all we have in common, even in our diversity.
It's so easy to place people in boxes. Drawing lines, creating sides. There's us, and there's them. Those we feel comfortable around, and those we don't. There are those of us with many chapters, and those just starting their own stories. There's the well-to-do, and those doing what they can. There are those we share something with, and those we don't seem to share anything with.
Welcome, and thank you for coming today, guys. Today I'm going to be conducting an experiment where I'll ask you a series of questions. Now these questions will be very personal questions, and for us to get a true result, I need you to be completely honest with how you respond. The first question I have is, who in here was the class clown? Who is never on time?
And then, there's us. We who have tattoos. We who feel lonely. We who have been bullied. We who have bullied others. We who are madly in love. Great adversity. And there's the lucky ones, whose team won the championship this year. Created in the image of God. And as one body, we stand together, united as one under His grace.
Around the world, don't put people in a box. The next time you get sidetracked on Facebook arguing with someone through the computer screen or the internet searching for something, pause for a moment to remember Jesus. Remember Jesus, who is here for all of us. Remember Jesus called for our unity, not division. And remember, you are not alone. Remember this gift Jesus gave us, which we call Holy Communion, that not only brings us in unity with Jesus Christ, but with each other. I will end with a quote from Mother Teresa. I can do things you cannot, and you can do things I cannot. Together, we can do great things. Amen. Oh, I guess we're having communion after we've talked about it so much. How exciting. So So I'm just going to give you a few logistics to our Holy Communion, and then we will begin. So in the United Methodist tradition, Holy Communion is open to all people. There's no reason that you cannot come forward and receive Holy Communion. We have gluten-free only bread, which I said was controversial, so, but it's here. And we have only grape juice. So those will be the elements that you will receive if you choose to come forward. As you come forward, our ushers will kind of guide us, start here in the front and kind of tap you on the shoulder for Rose to come forward. And if you come up this aisle, there will be four people here with four different things, and this is what will happen. The first one will be bread, and you take the bread. The second one is a big cup. Now, you can receive Holy Communion two ways. You can, bless you, you can receive Holy Communion through intinction, which means you pick up the bread and then you dip it in the juice and you eat it, or you can eat the bread right away, skip the big cup, go to the next person who has a little cup, and you take the little cup, drink it, and then you put the used cup into the basket, which is the fourth person. All right, so lot to remember. Now, the other part that is really important and special is if you would like to have a conversation with God, you are welcome to go to this communion rail here or there and take as long as you would like at the communion, at the rail, at the prayer rail. If you come up this row, it'll kind of be the same thing as over there, only the opposite. So bread, big cup, little cups of juice, basket, and then you can go around that way to be seated, and over here you'll come out and around that way. Okay, I think that's all of it. I should ask any questions, but we aren't going to go there. So, do we have a video first, or I'm doing this first? This first? Okay. As we gather at the table, we come from many places. As we come together around the table, we discover that our differences are not something we tolerate, but that our differences are indeed a blessing. So come, children of God, just as you are, wherever you are on this journey of life, you are welcome here. Here in this place, here in this community, here at this table. We remember the stories that Jesus' friends tell. Stories of bread broken and shared, feeding a multitude, stories of being gathered together, enemy and friend, around tables, stories of unlikely guests revealing the face of the sacred. They say that on the night of both celebration and betrayal, that he took the bread left over on the table. Oh, where is it? He broke it, reminding them that it is in breaking that we become whole, in losing our lives that we find them, in serving that we are served. They say that he took the cup, also left over at the table. He poured it and shared it, remembering with them the life-giving breath, even now, pounding a rhythm through our veins, the breath of life from whence we come, the bread that precedes and follows all that we can see. We become one with the source of life itself. And so we pray, come, Holy Spirit, come. Bless this bread and this wine. Bless all of us in our eating and drinking, that our eyes might be open, that we might recognize the risen Christ in our midst. Indeed, one another. Come, Holy Spirit, come.
Este é o meu corpo que é dado por vós. Fazei isso em memória de mim. Semelhantemente, depois da ceia, tomou o cálice, dizendo: Este é o cálice, é o novo pacto em meu sangue, que é derramado por ti. Bebei-o em memória de mim.
これはあなた方のために与えられた。
In que o am Christi, abajiri makagi.
Dies ist das Leib Christi, gegeben für sie.
Toia Christa, villa protebe, slomene.
Ito ang aking katawan na ibinigay para sa inyo.
In que o para Christi.
これはあなた方のために流されたキリスト様の血です。
Esa es la sangre de Cristo derramada por ti.
Ang sarong ito ay ang bagong tipan ng aking dugo na ibinuhos para sa inyo.
Bebeu en memoria de mí.
Faites ceci en mémoire de moi.
And Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And so I'd like our servers to come forward and our ushers to get ready in a moment. And we are just about ready.
committed persons have been sharing God's love here for the past 150 years. You are now a part of this living tradition. We accept the challenge to continue the vision that they claimed so many years ago. If you are a first-time visitor, we do not expect a donation from you today. You are our guest. Don't forget to put your attendance slips into the offering plate as it comes by. God continues to do glorious things here on this corner. Please remain standing and join me in the prayer of dedication. You formed the universe in your wisdom and created all things by your power. We praise you for good gifts of bread and juice. We dedicate ourselves to serving at your table, welcoming all your glorious feast. Please remain standing and join me in the hymn 617, I Come With Joy.
I come with joy to meet the Lord, forgiven, loved, and free.
Christian far and near to find a love of God, a new communion of love in Christ from you.
Go into your week with your ears pitched to the sound of God's voice calling your name. Go into your week with your eyes peeled for the face of Jesus in unexpected places. Go into your week with your soul poised to receive the Spirit of God, the Spirit of peace. Amen.